Now, it's been quite some time since the Gumeraka ED was closed, the start of the pandemic. That was 690 days ago. So a lot of concern in the community up there about the lack of resources and services. Now a new working group is being established to decide on a model of care that can help get services back up and running in the Northern Hills region. One of the members of the new working group, Joel Taggart, is a community advocate. He's been pushing for this for some time. He joins me to discuss. Hi, Joel.
Hi, nice to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. So this sounds like a positive step forward.
Indeed, yeah, definitely a positive step forward and actually quite a nice surprise and a reasonably good result for us after meeting with Minister Picton last week.
Oh, right. So you sat down with Minister Picton, the health minister in South Australia, just to outline your concerns about, you know, just the amount of time your community's been without these vital services, right?
That's correct. Exactly right. So we're fortunate that Dan Cregan, who is a local MP in the Lobethal and Lensford area, arranged this meeting. So myself and our local general practitioner, Dr. Jeff Simons, got to meet Minister Picton and just put on the table the concerns and issues that we see on the ground here in Gumeraka, and we put forward a few ideas that may help fix the solution, which he was very grateful for, because often people just come to the various ministers with complaints and no solutions, but we had a few solutions that we put on the table, and I think that helped foster that positive relationship.
So, I mean, it's been a really long time, as I mentioned, 690 days. How has the closure of the ED affected Gumeraka community members?
Yeah, it's definitely caused a lot of stress and angst, and some people are even going to the extent of considering moving away from the area just because they chose to live in Gumeraka because it is close to great medical facilities, particularly those that are older or may have health conditions, are now a lot more nervous that they have to wait 20, 30, 40 minutes for an ambulance to come from elsewhere, or they have to drive themselves through some very scary, windy roads up here in winter in the hills to other hospitals like Modbury or Mount Barker or the Lyell McEwen. So what we're worried about is that people just have to have a lot of stress when they're in those bad conditions, whether they're having an asthma attack or they're having chest pain or they're having other medical episodes. Ideally, in those situations, you'd be able to present to a local facility, which will relieve that stress and hopefully lead to more positive medical outcomes.
And why isn't it as simple as just reopening the ED? Do you know, Joel?
The medical workforce locally, plus across the state and across Australia, is very stretched at the moment. Our local GP clinic is lucky to just have enough GPs to help run the GP practice Monday through to Saturday, but there's no extra capacity that they have to operate 24/7 and staff the emergency department at the hospital because there are no surplus GPs locally or in Australia even. It's just not viable. And if they were to staff that facility 24/7, even though it is on call, it really puts themselves at risk mentally and physically. And ultimately that would lead to them burning out, potentially leaving the town, and then we wouldn't even have a GP clinic here during the day. So it really needs everyone to think outside the box and come up with different solutions.
Mm. And hence the new working group. So that'll be yourself, long-serving local GP Dr. Jeff Simons,
yep,
the presiding member of the Adelaide Hills Health Advisory Council, and representatives of the local health network. So will this be a regular catch-up? How's it going to work?
I think at the moment the local health network's just scoping the role of the group and developing and costing some solutions that will be put to the group for consideration and discussion. So I envisage we'll be meeting shortly, and I believe the minister wants some solutions developed in the next few months, so it'll be a very short term quick projects just to get runs on the board and get things happening to help keep the community safe.
Great. With us at the moment is community advocate and chair of the Gumeraka Main Street group, Joel Taggart. We're talking about the new working group to re-establish services to the region. It's been 690 days since the Gumeraka ED was closed by the former state government. Tonight there's a community meeting. Tell us about what's planned.
That's correct. So our local MP, Ashton Hearn, the member for Schubert, who's also the opposition health spokesperson, has convened a meeting, which there'll be several guest speakers, including Dan Cregan, and we'll be talking about issues surrounding healthcare in Gumeraka and the surrounding regions, not just about the emergency department at Gumeraka Hospital, but also about the role of other hospitals in the area, such as Mount Pleasant Hospital, ambulance services, and then also just general practitioner and other allied health services that people often have to travel fair distances for. So essentially it's a big brainstorming session, I like to see it as, and then Ashton and Dan Cregan will be able to take away the ideas of the community and lobby for us at the state and federal level.
Oh, great. Yes, no, it's good that we're getting support from different areas of government now, from the Liberal Party, from an independent and the Labor Party. So it sounds quite promising.
Exactly right. And also at the federal level with Rebecca Sharkey being the independent and our local federal member, she's definitely lobbying for us in Canberra as well.
Great. So if people want to get along to that, what time does it start?
The meeting starts this evening at 5:30 p.m. and runs till 6:30 p.m. at the Gummaraka Town Hall on the main street in Gummaraka. And you just need to RSVP to the Schubert Electoral Office.
I've got that number here. It's 8563-3636. That's 8563-3636. Last time we spoke, it was about the beautiful works, the Main Street works, which was a huge, multi-decade effort from the whole community to get the Gummaraka Main Street looking spectacular. Is that all done now?
It is, yep. So it's pretty much 99% done now, just a few small finishing touches, such as some flags and banners still to be applied, but the actual infrastructure is now in the main street and it's looking great.
Oh, awesome. And you're working on something that's happening this weekend?
That's right. So our Main Street Project Committee is running a market on Sunday. So that's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. this Sunday, the 31st of July in Federation Park, which is again on the main street of Gummaraka. And we hold this market about four times a year on the fifth Sunday of the month. So it's a unique event and we're going to have a large number of stalls, both selling various craft items as well as food items. So hope people can come down and have a look.
Oh, beautiful. Well, all the best with that and also your bid to get some services back up in the region. Thanks so much for your time today, Joel Taggart.
No worries. Thanks for the call.